as the snow flies.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going right to the lines. Nick of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind name, Nick of Lake Mills?
Good morning, Matt. I find myself getting up earlier and earlier to catch your show, so I get all of it.
Thank you.
Pretty excited about the midterms. I think the choice is pretty clear cut as far as the Senate race. And I'm just remembering a time when I have friends that are Republicans, and I remember McCain versus Obama, and we all agreed that, like, well, if McCain won, we're like, well, he's an honorable guy. That's our president. That's the will of the people, and we all move on. And I'd like to see a return to that someday with, Ron Johnson has got to go. But if it was an Adam Kinzinger type person and he was a Republican, and, well, we disagree, right? And I voted for Mandela Barnes, but if a guy like Kinzinger won, we go, oh, that's the will of the people. I guess, he's an honorable person, and that's how it should be. And I'd like to see it get to that point someday, but right now we're kind of like in the mix. We just got to get rid of these people and just get honorable, people in there that are just human beings, So I just want to leave that thought I had this morning, but
terrific insight. I agree with you. And it's very similar to what Bill of Econwalk says occasionally when he calls in. Here's the deal. It had been in the past that you'd have honorable people on both sides. You really would. And there were differences, but they were pretty small. I mean, there was center right and center left. So you had Dwight Eisenhower running against Adlai Stevenson. And Dwight Eisenhower was, he just won the Second World War. He was the commanding general. And both the Democrats and the Republicans went to him in 1952 and asked him to be their nominee. We wanted him, too. And he went with the Republicans. And a lot of people said Adlai Stevenson would have been great, but this guy's fine. And, and so on and so on and so on. I agree that when McCain ran, if he'd won, he's an honorable man. For God's sake, he was captured, tortured, and imprisoned for 5 years by the Viet Cong, by Charlie. Offered to let him go to demoralize the other prisoners. He said, I'm not going until they're all gone. This guy had guts. He had integrity. You're right. And Trump doesn't, though. And Ron Johnson is not that way. You see what I'm saying? It's not the same thing right now. I mean, frankly, when Tommy Thompson was governor, Tommy Thompson got along with everybody, got along with unions, and, did a decent job in a lot of things. And Tommy Thompson would go, okay, and he's running against one of our people. And our people would run against him. And I knew, Tom Loftus, Chuck Kowal, Ed Garvey, all good people, would have been good governors. And Tommy got in. Okay, Tommy got in. I'm especially a good friend, Tony Earle. And so in 86, when Tommy first got in, I was very sad to see that. But Tommy was a guy that you could say, okay, he's my governor. What the heck? That ain't the case with Scott Walker. That ain't the case with Rebecca Clayfish. And that ain't the case with Ron Johnson. And I don't know about Tim Michaels. I at first thought he might be more like Tommy Thompson, but I'm beginning to think that's not the case with him either. And of course, Rampton is sort of like Quasimodo. He'll go scurrying up a rope back into the bell tower. This guy is something else. This guy goes, I'm contesting the election now. And they go, well, it hasn't happened yet. And this is yesterday. So it's tomorrow, i.e. today. No, there's something wrong, fraud. These guys are nuts. And Trump, the FBI is down there in Mar-a-Lago, and they stay as long as they need to stay to get those documents that he stole that are top secret classified, that have compromised information. If these are the ones he stole, and our allies and our enemies, it shows sources of intelligence, may show nuclear targets and a lot of things. And he takes this stuff and he thinks what? That, this is my kind of blackmail, ace in the hole type thing. If they go after me, the guy does not have the interest of the United States at heart. So, okay, get out there and vote today, guys. Everybody get out and vote. I've already talked to you about Tony Evers has no Democratic opponent in the primary. By the way, Ron Johnson does have a Republican opponent, unknown guy, not worth getting into that primary. He's not going to beat Ron Johnson in the primary. But we had three high-profile people drop out in the Senate. We had Tom Nelson first, Sarah Godlewski second, Alex Lazary third. And then the party, even though in our constitution it says you don't endorse before a primary, they endorsed him. Now, there are about four other people in that race. One of them, Peter Pekarsky, and I've mentioned him because he advertises on Devil Radio rather extensively. He's the only candidate that advertises on Devil Radio, our radio station. And I will mention that. We appreciate that. There's a guy named Steve Olicara, who is well-regarded. Mandela Barnes is obviously the overwhelming favorite. I've known Mandela a long time, a friend of Mandela. I think that he'll be a great senator, and he will beat Ron Johnson. But I'll also tell you this, that I think it would have been better if nobody dropped out and Mandela was ahead in the polls, win, and then go on. This way, I don't think it hurts badly, but, in any event, that's the way I see it right now. We're going to the lines. We have a caller, Gary of Sussex, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gary of Sussex?
Well, what do you think my thoughts are on the raid on the former president's house? I am, outraged. I am so motivated now to make sure that the Democrats don't get power to continue to do stuff like this. I mean, this is America. Can you imagine if they raided, Biden's house or, Barack Obama's house because they wanted something? I mean, this is, you just don't do stuff like this. You negotiate, you talk, you cooperate, but to raid somebody's house, that's like some burglar coming into my house and taking whatever they want, it's what's going to do it. This is going to hurt the Democrats so bad. The Republicans, the independents are going to be so pissed off if stuff like this comes around. Hunter Biden, they ought to raid his house sometime, and see how that flies. So that's my opinion, Matt. I am just pissed beyond compare. He was cooperating. And it takes time. You just don't go raid somebody's house. You don't break into somebody's house, especially when he's not there, too. That was a cowardly move. And I'm telling you, this is going to motivate so many Republicans. I'm telling you, that's what my opinion is. And as far as Ron Johnson beat Feingold twice. There's no way in the world that he's going to lose to Mandela back, Deadbeat Barnes. Mandela Barnes is, he's got a bunch of dirty stuff in his closet and doesn't pay his bills, doesn't pay his fines, doesn't pay parking tickets and his school loans and all sorts of stuff. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's not even
going to
be close.
Break, Gary. Gary is a conservative. There are other people on the line. I see you. You're chomping at the bit. Do not hang up. Direct order for me. Do not hang up. I got to go to a break, but I'm going to respond to Gary in spades and put you guys on the line. A lot more back after the break. And he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in